abortion is not illegal in New Mexico. You can have an abortion in New Mexico. There were no laws in New Mexico that stopped her from getting abortion. Now, there might be someday, but there weren't. So they defended this girl saying, hey, she threw her baby in a trash can because you wouldn't let her have an abortion. That's not even accurate. And the fact that you race to attack people that want to stop baby murder instead of saying, gee, tossing your baby in a trash can is diabolical, we shouldn't do that, shows you how far down this death cult the American left has truly fallen. I want to talk about a headline that was in the news yesterday that directly ties into what we're seeing now with this satanic death cult targeting the children, using the corporations, using the government, the Department of Education, the classroom to indoctrinate and propagandize children into this satanic death cult. Yes, it is the trans kids movement turning children into eunuchs. Yes, it is the abortion is healthcare movement murdering children in the womb. And this was the headline from The Hill. Does God exist? Only half of Americans say a definite yes. And see, it all stems from this, folks. It all stems from this. And to me, denying creation is one of the most foolish things that you can do. It is one of the most denial of your own existence things that you could ever do, is to deny that there is truly a divine power at work and there is truly a divine creation that we are a part of. And when you deny that, you devalue yourself. And when you deny that, you devalue life and you devalue this experience, this consciousness. And a lot of what we're dealing with in civilization today is because of that. Because of that devaluation of human life, and because of the, I wouldn't even say devaluation, there's no value to it at all if you deny God. There's no value, you have no value in creation at all if you deny that it's divine. And so it all stems from there. And this is why there's all kinds of stories like this. They don't get consistent coverage. Living in fear, arson is the latest in a string of attacks on Minnesota mosques. It's not just mosques getting attacks. It's not just Jewish synagogues getting attacks. It's not just Catholic churches or Christian churches getting attacked. Folks, all these religious entities are getting attacked. All of them are. And it's really an overall attack on God and creation. And so I noticed, again, part of this is abortion is healthcare. That's part of this satanic death cult deception, that abortion is healthcare. And this story went viral, and there's actually a similar one, but I'm just going to choose to use this story today as the example. New Mexico mother, 19 years old, admits to tossing newborn baby into hospital trash can. It came out, and I didn't know what to do. She didn't want it, so she threw it in the trash. Now, folks, how does one even get to that point? It's the devaluation of life. You have such a low regard for yourself and for now the life that you've brought into the world that you throw it into a trash bin. That is heartbreaking. That is diabolical. But what's worse has been the response from the American left. Because they've taken this story and they've defended the young women. And they've taken this story. Again, this is not the only story of a woman tossing her baby into the trash can. There's other stories. And so the American left, the pro-abortion left, is taking this story and running with it, defending this young girl. My heart breaks for her, just like it breaks for the baby. But they're defending her and they're using it as an excuse to legalize abortion. And they're saying, this is what's going to happen when you take away our health care, aka abortion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, anybody with any sense at all, with the ability to use the internet, can search and find out that abortion is not illegal in New Mexico. You can have an abortion in New Mexico. There were no laws in New Mexico that stopped her from getting abortion. Now, there might be someday, but there weren't. So they defended this girl saying, hey, she threw her baby in a trash can because you wouldn't let her have an abortion. That's not even accurate. And the fact that you race to attack people that want to stop baby murder instead of saying, gee, tossing your baby in a trash can is diabolical, we shouldn't do that, shows you how far down this death cult the American left has truly fallen.
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 central at band.video.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The silent majority
is no longer
silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
So Gen Z workers are not going to be faring too well in the workplace. And that doesn't spell good for us in the future. One thing I could recommend is I think we need to get some of these Gen Zers on TurboForce, which you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Didn't see the plug coming, did you? But here it is, TurboForce from InfoWars Life, 25% off. It's back. It's reformulated. It's in a canister, so you can scoop out as much as you need. You want a full scoop? You want a heaping scoop? You want half a scoop? You can get it all now by just going to InfoWarsStore.com and ordering TurboForce. More strength, more power, more energy when you need it, and it's long-lasting. It's got vitamin C, it's got niacin, B6, taurine, beta-alanine, acetyl-L-carnitine, L-theanine, green leaf extract, coffee berry, guarana seed extract, yerba mate, and Aleva ATP are just some of the ingredients packed into TurboForce. It's in a powder form. It's in a canister. You saw the commercial earlier. People were fighting over the last little bag. They don't even know. We got it now in a canister. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and pick up your TurboForce. I don't know what you're waiting for. And that's my only plug today. I feel bad. I forgot to do it all throughout because we had so much information going on in an amazing interview. But we got another amazing interview, InfoWarsStore.com, and support what we're doing. It's you out there that fuel the jet engines that keep this whole thing twirling about.